Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I am doing a blog talk and I'm doing a live. So we're doing both at the same time. And I had it up and it went off the screen for my blog, for my YouTube. So I'm trying to do it now. Okay, come on up here. Okay, there we are. How's everybody doing? I hope everybody is having an amazing time, an amazing week so far. I was off today, was able to get some much-needed rest. I do appreciate each and every person that tunes in during the week to kind of hang out with me and to check my show out. I hope everybody is doing well. Welcome, welcome, welcome again. This is called the Reconstruction 2020. I keep changing the name because I'm going back and forth because it is the Reconstruction right now, and it is the changing of the gods. You know that. So I'm doing both shows, my blog talk and my YouTube channel. So I got both up right about now, and we are going to talk about the two amazing subjects. Two subjects that is very important for our community that we need to start preparing for. And we have an election coming up, right? And we want to talk just a little bit about that, not a whole lot. And then we're going to talk about preparedness. How do you get prepared? We have a lot of disasters coming up. How do we prepare, get prepared, and what are some of the items we need to have to get ready in case we have to leave our homes for an emergency, if you have a fire, or if you're, you know, you want to be ready to show your kids where to go, you want to have a place for them to go, you want to have a plan, you want to, so we're going to talk a little bit about that also. But first, we're going to touch on our boy, Ice Cube, okay? I tell you what, tell me why. I have a question, family. Please help me to understand, why is it every time someone tries to help black people, we get mad? I don't understand that. I'm trying to understand that. But I really don't understand, why is it every time someone tries, the NSA guy, he tried, and black folk went off. Now you have Ice Cube trying, and we're going off about that. What is it that black folk want? Please help me to understand that. I hope Bob, all you is good. I hope everything is good. You can see my comments and everything. I hope you guys, my live is okay. Okay, let me know if anybody is there. Thank you for tuning in anyway. And who's going to tune in after the broadcast throughout the week? My numbers are going up. I appreciate it, but I want you guys to like and share the video. Please like and share. If you come on to YouTube, please like and share so that way we can kind of work on our, you know, trying to get those numbers up also. I do appreciate you for taking your time out, Blog Talk. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. You guys have been rocking it with me for a little bit. Those numbers are looking wonderful, amazing. I thank you. I thank you. Much love to you. I just want you to help me to understand. I don't know if black folk really know what we want. I just don't know. I don't know what to say. One minute we want to be free. The next minute we don't. The next minute we want we want to vote for this one. We don't want to vote for this one. We're just all over the place. And I don't know what it's going to take for us to get in order and on code. That's my question. Why do black folk get mad when other black folk try to help them to be free? Are we that damaged that we just don't want help? We don't think we need help, or the right person is not helping us? Is that the reason, family? Is it because we're waiting on white folk to help us? And then when you see a black person, you think the black person, because we've been so brainwashed, we've been so hurt, we've been so traumatized, that we think only white folk can help us? Is that what it is? Are we so addicted to what white folks think about us that if we try to help each other, ourselves, or if they're not white, will the white folk get mad at us because we're allowing somebody else to help us? Is that the key? Is that it? What is it? We have someone willing to help and someone that stepped up to the plan and stepped up to the plate to help us to get or to help us to get on the right track, to help us to get some things that we need done in the black community. But black folk mad because he is even trying. Tell me why. Black folk is afraid to be free or even try to be free. Is that what it is? Afraid to try something new? It's time to do something new. Let's try something that we never tried before. You know what? I remember reading a book. It was called Who Moved My Cheese? And if nobody's ever read that book is an amazing book. And it talked about fear. It talked about it was like four mice. And they came one day to see the, you know, the team, and it was nothing there. So, okay, first day, they kind of went home, and they were saying, okay, well, it'll be there tomorrow. Tomorrow came, and, you know, I don't want to tell you about the book, but I want you guys to get the book. Who Moved My Cheese is an amazing book. I want you to get that book and read it, and it'll help you to understand what we're talking about, and I see us in that book. And I'm telling you, that book was amazing. If you have not read it, please get it. It's a must-read for every black person in America, okay? It deals with a lot of our fears that we are embarking. You know what? We don't understand that we are embarking upon a new era, you guys. And I don't think we understand that, okay? We're looking for everything to turn back the way it was. We're looking to go back on these jobs that we had. We're looking to stay in our old comfortable zone. We're not wanting to do anything different. And it's time to do something different because now is the reset. It is a reset. And this is a new era for us, and it's a reset. Like I said, Trump, we need Trump to finish that reset, to do what he needs to do. And I'm not saying I'm a Trump supporter. I'm not a Democrat supporter. I am a freedom. My vote is up for sale. Whoever is going to do most for the black people, the black community, I am voting for them. Okay, if it's Mickey Mouse, I'm voting for Mickey Mouse. If it's NFAC, John Fitzgerald, J. John Fitzgerald, NFAC, I'm going to vote for him. I'm just saying. I'm just going to write me something, and I'm going to vote locally because I do believe in us voting locally, and I am going to vote for to get some of these judges out, to get some of these DAs out, the mayors. We're going to change that over. I am voting locally because that is the only way that I see us changing our situation. I think voting, they already have who they're going to choose, and they did say that when Ice Cube called Trump, and he reached out. He did reach out to both Democrats and the Republicans, and the Democrats told him the way to after the election, that they didn't even want to talk about it right now, which is, okay, their choice, but guess what? By you not wanting to discuss it, guess who did? Trump. He wanted to discuss it. Him and Trump met. He changed a little bit in his the Platinum Plan, inserted some things in there that he was going to do for black people. So I'm just saying, if you have a Democrat and you are devout, and he won't even come to the table and talk to you about what he's going to do for you, family, you need to run. I'm just saying, Biden and Kamala has done enough harm to the black community. I really don't see them getting my vote. But I'm trying to help you to understand that we are inside of a new era. The old is gone. The new is here. It is time for you now to support each other, to back each other, to get your own business, to set aside for your business. Your own business. It doesn't cost that much to do an online business. You don't touch any merchandise. You just hook up with somebody to sell it what you want to sell. You don't have to sell a whole store. You can sell one product at a time and put that on eBay and put that out there. eBay does, do that. Etsy does it. Spotify does it. Well, you can have your own website, your own, and sell your own products and do it yourself totally, but you can make up your own website, and it's only like $30 a month. It's free to start it for 30 days, and then you don't need money for another 30 days. That's Spotify. Spotify. I think it is Spotify. So you can, Lord have mercy. Hold on. Hold on, I want to tell. Okay, somebody is texting me. And I'm going to just tell her I'm on my life. Okay. So I think right now it's we're in a new era. And it's time for you to get off the pot. It's time for you to stop looking for jobs. It's time for you to actually get your own. And it's time for us to support our own. We are worth $1.2 trillion. And you know what we can do with that money if we put it together? Christmas is coming up. I told my kids I don't celebrate Christmas. I said, but, I am, good Lord, my thing is off. Oh, God, this thing is getting on my nerves. I'm sorry, you guys. I got some pop-ups coming up here, and it's popping me off. You guys forgive me. I'm so sorry, okay? It's acting with my computer's doing some crazy stuff, so you guys forgive me. I may have to switch to my phone. When I get to talking about my preparedness, I do have some items, so I'm going to switch to my phone, so I hope that's not going to interfere with my computer. But, I want us to start thinking about putting money aside. I want you guys, for Christmas, stop buying thousands of dollars to toys. Some of us are going to get our taxes back. Some of us are going to get thousands of dollars in taxes. You can start your own business getting your own with using your taxes. You don't need a loan. Okay, just say, for instance, you have a little, maybe $4,000 or $5,000. Okay, I've known women, single women, to get like $8,000 back. Instead of you buying that car, it's only going to last you, and you pay a lot of money, thousands of dollars, for a used car that's only going to last you a couple months. Why don't you think about getting your own business this time? Think about catering. Get your catering supplies. Get your business card. Get your, get some emergency supplies that I'm going to show you tonight. Get your silver. Get your walkie-talkies. These are some things that you're going to need in order to survive what's coming. Okay, and I know y'all think, oh, my God, here we go, Kathy, again. But you know what, you guys, I'm doing, you can take it or leave it. I'm putting it out there. You can, you know, may not be something you need now, but may not be something in your lifetime, but it's going to be something maybe your children will need. You put it aside for them, or you or not. It's up to you. I just want us to let me see, because I did take some notes. This is why I hate taking notes, because I lose my spot where I am. So, yeah, this is a reset. Okay, I know in the past we've been really dedicated to the DIM. This is now time for us to dedicate ourselves to anybody else. Put your vote up for sale, and anybody else that's going to do for Black people, that's who you put your vote behind. They have over the years done more harm than good to them, to Black people. They have not put one law on the books for us. We continuously keep doing the same stuff over and over because we've been doing it since Grandma, just like we've been going to Grandma's church forever, not getting anything from Grandma's church, but we've just been there because it's Grandma's church, right? But it's time for us to do some other things. We can no longer just be at Grandma's church just because Grandma said, or Grandma, you know, because if you know, we was raised in Grandma's church. It's time for us to, you're adult, you can think for yourself, you can do for yourself, and it's time for us to do for self. It is time for us to wake up. It's time for us to really get ourselves situated, and really time for us to do something different. I want to read a little bit about what Ice Cube said. Let's just read a little bit about it. He said Ice Cube clarifies his role in developing Trump's campaign platinum plan for Black America. Fans were confused after White House senior advisor Katrina Pearson thanked Ice Cube for his willingness to step up and work with the Trump administrator, and the rapper took to Twitter to clarify his involvement following some criticism. Okay. And he's taken a lot of heat. But my thing is, I went on Twitter and I am like, thank you for, you know, Ice Cube, thank you for stepping up and stepping out. Thank you for doing something that nobody else has ever wanted to do. But then as soon as somebody does do it, then a whole lot of people get mad and upset because you're stepping out. I do appreciate your dedication to Black America. I appreciate you just doing what you were chosen to do, because I do believe that he was chosen to do this. And it started way back in the day when he made that F the police, right? I believe that he has been chosen to do this. Just like others have, we all have our part. And if we do our part and we start worrying about other people's part, then I think we would get farther ahead. You have a little bit, you have a little bit, I have a little bit, he's got a little bit. And if we are doing our own little bit, our little part, then we won't have any time to worry about somebody else doing their part, because we'll be so busy doing our part that we won't get time to fuss and cuss about somebody else's part, because we're so busy paying attention to our part that they're doing their stuff. And okay, God bless you. I hope that's what you're doing, what God put you on this earth to do. I'm going to continue doing mine. I don't have time to fuss and cuss about yours. And if I'm not, and I see that a lot of people that's not doing anything are the ones that's running their mouth the most, okay? People that aren't doing anything, people that aren't trying to do anything, people that aren't even thinking about doing anything, but yet you want to just continue voting for Democrats, continue voting for people that said, I'm not going to do anything just for Black people, but you're going to do something for LGBT, you're going to bring in another million immigrants, and that's going to hurt us for Black folks. You don't understand the harm. You're genociding your own. You're playing part in your own demise. But we are so harmed, we are so traumatized, that we're so Stockholm Syndrome suffering from trauma that we don't understand that we are suffering from PTSD, you guys. I did a show on that. We need to look that up. We're suffering from postpartum Stockholm Syndrome, and we need to really understand what that means, because right now I'm seeing a lot of bad behavior, and you're mad at a man that's trying to help free you. You're mad at another Black man. What do you want a white person to do? You mad because a white person didn't do it? You mad because what? He's Black. He's standing up for his people. And you're absolutely, do we ever come together for anything? Are we ever going to? Do you ever want to? Or is it always going to be, oh, my God, we're mad because he's coming back. And you're actually mad because he's helping. I don't understand. So if somebody white comes and put the program out, then you'll go for it? Is that what it was? I don't know. Because Biden is not offering you anything, but he wants you to vote for him. And you guys are jumping on the bandwagon. So I'm really at the point of understanding or thinking that if they're not white, then we can't we're not going to follow anybody but a white person. Just like we've been, you know, Dana Stevens, he comes up and he talks about who black people are and he knows who we are. But if somebody black like Anthony, another young man that I know, come up and Anthony Douglas, who's on Facebook, I follow a lot of his things. And if he comes up and tell you who we are, you'll believe it. But if you won't believe it, you'll fuss and cuss with him. But then Dana Stevens could tell you the same thing that brother told you, and you're, oh, my God, brother, man, you know, and you go all overboard with it, right? So I'm thinking that that's some stuff that we're that's something we are suffering with family. And I don't think we realize what it is, but it is time for us to understand and really realize what's really going on here. If a black man say it, we're going to go against it. I don't care. We could come up here and say, oh, my God, black folk hair, we got wool hair. Oh, my God, you thought we had wool hair. I mean, they would go against the grain and say, no, my hair is straight. I say my hair is straight. Oh, my God, it's just crazy. But it's just sad. But let me finish reading this. So he did a fact, and he said, I put out the CWBA to both parties. Both parties contacted him. He said, and he tweeted Wednesday, October 14th. Them said, "We'll address the CWB after the election." And Trump campaign made some adjustments to their plan after talking to us about his CWBA plan. Okay, and then back in July, Q called on politicians to sign his contract with Black America, which laid out 13 areas. And I think we went over that just a little bit. I may pull it up to kind of go over the headlines with us. 13 areas for the improvement related to police reform, prison reform, bank lending, and more. The problems facing America are too deep and wide for simply reform one area or another. The contract reads, long-lasting solutions demand a comprehensive, thorough rethink of America so that each new approach in each area supports the success of the others. This contract with Black America will provide conceptual approaches in several areas. Okay, and of course he has a picture of his plan. The president administrator absorbed some of the CWBA into the White House platinum plan with Ice Cube's help. Trump's platinum plan aims to increase access to capital in Black communities by almost $500 billion. And I know some people say, oh, $500 billion is not enough. My thing is we start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. You can't just jump in there and think, come on, you guys, you want reparations? This is a good way of getting it. We have to start the conversation. You have to sit down. The Black Caucus was not even willing to meet at the come to the table with Trump. Trump has been in office almost 4 years, and what has the Black Caucus? Have they ever come to Trump? Has any of your Black leaders ever come to him and say, hey, let's sit down and talk. Let me tell you what's needed in the Black community. They won't even come to the table. This young man has at least came to the table. So what they're saying about your Black Caucus, this is what they think about you. They won't even bring up the topic of Black people, but they'll bring up the topic of immigrant babies. Remember John Lewis, Eugene Cummings, they had a fit about them Eugene babies, about them immigrant babies at the border. Remember? I mean, they had a fit. They came online and they, you know, they came on air and they was having a fit about them babies and blah, 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 blah. But not saying one word about Black people, not saying one word about police brutality, not saying one word about our wealth, not saying one word about prison reform. But they was mucking them up about them immigrant babies, okay? But my thing is we have to understand that it is time for us to step into the ring, and whoever's willing to listen, we talk. We talk. Biden wasn't willing to listen. Carmelo wasn't willing to listen. Trump was willing to listen, okay? And he implemented some of it into his platinum plan. So my thing is, at least somebody is trying. At least somebody's listening. At least he is doing, willing to do something, you guys. You may not get it all right now, but that's a start. Where is the Democrat Party starting that for you? Where are they starting to do anything for you? Okay, let's finish reading. So he also said the platinum plan aims to increase access to capital in Black communities to almost $500 billion. by creating 500,000 Black-owned businesses. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I do believe that we need some Black-owned businesses in our community. It's not always about working for somebody. It's about owning your own, and we support our own. And 3 million new jobs. We don't want the jobs. We would prefer to have our Black-owned businesses, okay? But we'll, okay, some don't, who don't, who's, that's not their, your job, your gift to own your own business, you can do the 3 million new jobs for the Black community, plus strengthening immigration and policing policies. My thing is, let's talk about the jobs and the creating the new business and the police brutality and the prison reform, all of that, strengthening immigrants, that one I can leave off. But my thing is, we have to start the communication somewhere. Like I said, he is talking. He is willing to talk. He's willing to do something. But the Democrats didn't even come to the table. So what are we supposed to do? Okay? Our vote is up for sale. Our votes are up for sale. Okay? Let's see what else they said. Let me see. Just like I said, I'm not tripping, because my thing is, you have at least Trump coming and saying, okay, let me listen. Because he tried to. Remember, at some point, Trump did try to come to the Black community or to the Black caucus, and he asked them he was trying to talk to the Black caucus. But like I said, the Black caucus didn't even want to talk to him. So what's he supposed to do, okay? So now you have at least Ice Cube bringing it to the table and saying, okay, this is what we need. Let's see, how you can help the Black community. This is my plan. I know you have your platinum plan. Let's bring the plans together and see how we can improve on our plan, okay? I'm trying to see this. I thought it was a Black plan here, but I don't see his plan that he had. Hold on, I think it's coming up. I'm sorry, you guys. Hold on. Because I was trying to understand. I wanted more information about his Trump and his meeting. Because Trump did. I remember hearing about the platinum plan that Trump had. And I was trying to go here just to see a little bit about what it was. I remember reading a little bit about it, but I don't remember a whole lot of it. But he had, 3 million jobs for the Black community, creating 500,000 Black-owned businesses, increased access to capital in Black communities by almost $500 billion, self-urban neighbors with highest policing standards, commit to working on a Second Step Act, access to better education and better job training opportunities, give Black churches the ability to compete for federal resources for their communities, bring better and tailored health care to addressing historic disparities, immigration policies that protect American jobs, okay, advance home ownership opportunities and enhance financial literacy in the Black community, on shoring manufacturing and advanced jobs and development opportunities for Black-owned businesses. I mean, he's mentioned Black more than Biden has. I'm just saying, you guys. I'm just saying. You guys want something. There it is. So we mad because somebody's even willing to sit down with the president. Somebody Black is coming out and, okay, if nobody else will do it, I'll do it. And we have the nerve to actually get mad at this dude for actually trying to make things better for us. Are we that damaged to where we can't understand that somebody is actually trying to help? I think we're just waiting for somebody white to do it. Is that what it is? No. This young man is really ready and willing to help. And he is he's not putting his job or anything, but I think he can do it because he knows he's not waiting for white folk to butter his bread. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why he can get up there and say what he's saying, because he's not waiting for anybody to do anything for him. He's already made his millions. So right now, there's nothing that anybody can do for him or do to him. So I'm just trying to see what are other people saying. Rapper Ice Cube defends himself against the social media attacks Wednesday after Trump campaign thanked him for working with the president on his platinum. Okay. The backlash started after Trump 2020 advisor tweeted shout outs to Ice-T. I don't know why I say Ice-T, Lord. Ice Cube, I always say that, for his willingness to step up and work with real dumb Trump administrators to help develop the platinum plan. Leaders gonna lead, haters gonna hate. Thank you for leading. Wow, that is something. That is really amazing. Commentator Baraki Bakery Sellers posted the Ice Cube fail for something shiny with the Trump campaign. Biden has a black agenda and a racial equality agenda, he wrote. He has a black female VP who will help oversee COVID recovery for them. Let me just say something about that. Okay. Just because somebody has a black face, if they does not have the heart for black people, does that mean that we're getting a plus with Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris has never admitted that she's black. She's always had such a rough way to go for our black men. Remember, the judge had to give her an order to release those black people whose time was up, and she didn't even want to release them, and the judge had to get her a order to release those black men, and her record has more, a whole lot more black men in jail than any other culture. So this person is saying that he has a black female VP, but my thing is it's another a female version of himself. Okay, that doesn't help me any because I know Obama and I know what Obama did for black people, which was nothing. He gave the Jews $38 billion when Detroit asked for $55 million to fix the water. He said no. He gave him $5 million. Okay, I'm just saying. So my thing is, if I don't see that you're rocking with black people, I know that you don't have a heart. Just because you look like me does not mean that you have a heart for black people. And a lot of our leaders have sold us out, and they don't have a heart. And we talked about that because we don't have money in the game. And if we had money behind them, then I think we could get a whole lot more of our black leaders to lead for black people. But everybody else puts money behind their candidates except black people. So our candidates get white money, like the police department, who backed Kamala Harris forever. The police department was backing her, so she's the police's woman. She will not go against the police officer and has never went against the police officer, even when she was asked by the state to go to help to come against the police officer. She still refused to do it. So I don't think that that's a plus by him saying, oh, we have a black VP. I don't think that's a plus. For some critics, Ice Cube working with the Trump campaign seemed like a far cry from his NWA days when he was recorded songs like F the Police, which appeared on the group Straight Outta Compton album in 88. Trump says he's done more for black America than any president other than Lincoln. I'm just saying. Trump's proposed platinum plan would include creating 3 million new jobs, okay, black communities over the next 4 years, increasing access to capital, nearly $500 billion, and strengthening Trump's immigration policy. My thing is, what will really kick this off if Trump did something right now while he's in office? If he really was serious, and I would like to see him do something now before the election, just give us a taste of what we could have, and I guarantee you more blacks would jump on the bandwagon. In his contract with Black America, Ice Cube asked politicians for banking, policing, prison reform, eliminating of all Confederate statues, federal funded for baby bonds, starting with 1,000 at birth, among other reforms for support of black community in order to earn the support of the black vote. At least he's putting something out there. We've not told gave Biden any demands. Black people are just saying, hey, we'll vote for you. It doesn't matter if you give us something or not. We're just going to vote for you because you're part of Obama, which for me, Obama was enough. I don't want any parts of Obama. I don't want a part of his vice. I don't want a part of his Senate. I don't want a part of his Congress. I don't want a part of nothing because Biden did absolutely nothing for black people. For me, it was a disgrace to even have Biden, Obama as a president, and he did nothing. So my thing is, if Obama didn't do anything for black people, why would we assume that Biden is going to do anything for black people? Okay. After a fan accused Ice Cube of working with the dark side, he responded, every side is the dark side for us. here in America, they're all the same until something changes for us. They all lie and they all cheat, but we cannot afford not to negotiate with whoever is in power, or our conditions in this country will never change. Our justice is bipartisanism, okay? We have to do something. And like he said, he's the only person in his office is willing to talk. The Democrats didn't want to talk about anything. Democrats didn't even have nothing to say. So my thing is, come on, you guys. We have to do better. We have to do better by ourselves. But and stop always waiting for white folks to free us, okay? Because sometimes it's going to take us doing what we need to do for each other, doing what we need to do for ourselves, doing what we need to do. Because I remember one thing Obama did say. He said, be the change that you want to see. And I believe that. So this is what we have to do. We have to vote locally to get people in office like ourselves, okay, like myself or other people that can run for mayor. And then I would need, like, if I run for mayor, then I would need, like, three or four other people to run for city council. That way we can move things. Because me being mayor by myself and I don't have any help on city council, that's just like me doing nothing. So if you're going to run for mayor, that means you need three people on city council. So three out of, it's eight people on city council, four people, okay, can run, and you can change some things for yourself locally, okay? You can't do anything. It's nearly impossible for one person to do anything. So if you're going to try to do this, make sure that you have help. You cannot do it by yourself, okay? I'm just trying to see. Did I miss anything? I'm not trying to miss anything. Because I tell you, when I saw this, I was so excited because I was excited when I saw the first plan that he had. I was excited then. I was excited to see that he at least tabled, unlike a whole lot of other folks ain't trying to put nothing on the table for black people. But then we do have somebody just trying to put something on the table. And guess what? I am excited, and I am just overjoyed for that. I'm just saying. I am going to now I'm going to come over here because I have a few things set up here, and I am going to try to, I hope I don't interfere with my live here. I'm going to go on here. I'm going to try to, I don't want to make this close on you guys. Okay, I'm sorry. I wanted to come on here live because I do want to show you a few things that I have. I'm going to try to see if I can, I don't know if I could turn this camera around or not. I don't know if I could show it that way. I'm going to come over here and just kind of show you what I have. Now, I wanted to talk to you guys about the emergency preparedness. Hold on, let me get the lighting so I could shine the lighting a little bit on me here. Am I going to be able to see? I don't want it to be too dark. Okay, I think that's going to be a little better. I wanted to kind of come over here and do the emergency plan of just being ready and prepared for survival. If you guys ever had to, an emergency where you had to leave your house or you had to, just like a fire, for instance, you have to have a place to meet. For instance, if you have a fire in your house, do you want your kids to meet at the neighbor's house? Have a meeting spot. Always take your children to like the place you want them to escape from. You can, like, a bedroom window, or you can go to another spot as far as the living room. And if you can't get to the living room, have two other spots, like another bedroom, maybe your room or their room or another third bedroom window. Make sure they have an escape plan. Make sure you have an escape ladder for them to use. If you're, like, say, two stories up, make sure that you have an escape ladder, and you practice this every now and again to see how, you know, to make sure they understand how to use the ladder, how to put it together, and how to open a window, and make sure that you've told them which neighbor to go to, and told them, okay, we're going to go to the neighbor on the right, the neighbor on the right, and then you go to the neighbor on the right and tell them, hey, my kids, if there's ever an emergency, I'm going to allow them to come to your house, and I'm going to allow them to, you're going to have, of course, they're going to have cell phones, you're going to have your number in their book bag, you're going to get them something like this. I'm trying to see if I can do, make sure you can get them something like this. It's like a backpack or something. I'm going to try to get on here so I can see if I'm trying to do this thing. I thought I was going to be able to turn my phone around. I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. My phone around here. I don't think I could do that. Can I do that? Let me see. I don't think I'd be able to do it. I don't like that noise. Is it going to make? I don't think I'm going to be able to do it, but I'm going to try to show you as best I can. I'm going to just kind of show you a little bit about some things that I have here. I have like, let's see if you guys can see. I have a lot of stuff laid out here. I have like a portable. I have like spoons and forks. I have in my bag. I have like the, I think they have like the waters, the portable waters. I got two of those for the portable waters that you can see. I have like sardines. I'm trying to make sure you can see. I have like the sardines. I have the canned goods. I have toilet paper. I have wipes, of course. I have my hand sanitizer. I have, this is like a kit. I have gloves, emergency shelter. This is a tin in here. I have spoons. I have a package of pads. I'm trying to make sure you can see what I'm showing here. I have pads. I have deodorant. I have alcohol pads. All of this came inside of this kit here that I got from Stealth Angels, okay? And I have, like, the tablets for, and these tablets are, I hope you can see this. I'm trying to make sure that you're going to be able to see what I have over here, okay? Dang, I hope that's not too dark. I think that's going to be too dark. But I have, like, the pads here. These are the little pills, okay, that you cleanse your water with. I have like the first aid kit. Okay. Make sure that you have one of them. You got masks. I have an emergency blanket. Okay. I'm just trying to make sure that I show it. I have the emergency blanket. Okay. And you wrap yourself up with this. And also, this can also be like a tent. Also, I don't have the tent yet. I am going to pick up a tent. We also have like the heated pads. Okay, and these are in case it's cold out. You can crush these up, and you can put them in your socks. You can put them in your blanket. But this blanket that I had that I just showed you guys, that blanket is enough for. It's a heat blanket. Also, I also have another tent. I could use this as a blanket also, and it folds up and comes inside of a little packet like this. I also have like this light, okay? It's you kind of charge it up. See that thing that's on top? It'll charge it up. I have that. Make sure you have lots of batteries, okay? Make sure you have your batteries. I'm gonna try to do this with this light. I have like the little portable light thingies. Also, it comes on and off, and you have little batteries that come in there, and I have batteries for that. I have the little crank radio here. I have a little crank radio, and it's also a flashlight in the middle. You can see the flashlight also, and that handle here is cranks it, and it does work. Here, let me turn it on. I'm trying to do this with one hand for y'all. So it does come on and off, okay? See what else I have. Oh, God. I have, like, that's my little. I have a mattress here, but I'm going to get a smaller one for the tent. So in case I want like a twin size one to go, it is an air mattress, and you can get the portable where you can blow it up portably, not with a plug. And then I have also like a phone charge, and this is actually charging now. And that's called my power bank, and it's a water resistant. It's a water resistant, and it charges up my phone, and it charges. You can use this to charge up stuff,
and waterproof solar dual charger charging pack. I've seen this, and you're going to get this maybe about $15. No, I think I paid like $29 for this. It draws power for the sun, can also charge. You can use your computer to charge it, overcharge protection, and it's pretty much you can use this to charge your phone up. Also, I have like also another flashlight I have. I'm trying to show this stuff. I also have a little flashlight. I have got your bullets. You know, don't forget your bullets. Can't forget your bullets, okay? I have my taser. You're going to always, you know, need your taser. And, of course, I also have my little spray, okay? And I have what they call like a little pot and pan here. I think you guys can see that. Can you guys see that? My little pot and pan I have here. And I have a little ignite thing. I have a little ignite thing that goes with it, okay? And you can set that up. It works like that where you can set it up. And I have to get a little ignited thing for the bottom here. And it's you can use alcohol, and you can go to like any outdoor place, and you can get your propane. It's a little jar that hooks up to this for your propane. So I'm gonna pick that up. I also have my waterproof matches. I don't know if you can see that or not. My waterproof matches. Let me see. Also, I have like of course that you got your little gargles. I have so much stuff. I have my toilet paper. Make sure, women, you have your wipes. I have my my little hand sanitizer. I got that. Of course, you're going to have. Now, I want to show you also, you guys, make sure you have your water. I got my water. Okay, I don't have enough water. You want at least about 24 of these. You want at least gallons of water. Each person, you need a gallon of water per person each day. And the why I say that is because you got to wash, you know, women, don't forget you got to wash, you have your wipes, you have your pads, women, ladies, you have six to eight bottles a day for each person, and you have three people, just say I have two people, some people maybe have three or four people, that means you'll have like your water for, I have two 24 packs, okay, so that'll be enough water for us for at least, if I do four or six a day, that's one, two, three. We have enough for 2 days. I would probably have to pick up more. I am going in the process of picking up more, but I'm just showing what I have now. I do have the gallons of water also, okay, you want to get your big gallons, your gallons of water, okay, and in these bags here, I'm going to just show you I have oatmeal. I have a lot of stuff. I have oatmeal, and I know you say, why you give oatmeal? Can you see that? I hope I'm not in the light. Hold on, let me bring it out to the light. Ooh, I can't even. Hold on, you guys. I'm going to try to see. I have oatmeal. I have my green beans. I have my sardines. I have like spaghetti sauce. I got applesauce, I have peanut butter, I have my peanut butter, of course, I have tuna, I'm going to just put you in the bag, I hope you can see me, I have the corn, I have evaporated milk from my oatmeal, and my little oven that I have up there, it'll be enough for me to cook. I have several bags, I have rice in another bag, I have several. Good Lord, I'm trying to make sure my thing. I have rice, I have oatmeal, I have pancake mix. And people ask me, why do I have so much pancake mix? I have a lot of pancake mix because if you're hungry, if you make one pancake, that'll hold you all. That'll hold you, okay? And you can make a lot of pancakes with pancake mix and rice. I have, I have beans. I have, like, this. I have, like, you know, non-perishables, okay? I have, like, oatmeal. What's this? Macaroni and cheese and... I have beans. Hold on, let me see. I have beans. Also, you want your beans. You want to be able to cook your beans. And I have, like, seasonings to go with my rings. I think I have, like, four or five bags of rice. You can always eat rice, okay? And I have, like, four or five things of pancake mix. I have a lot of canned goods, okay? I have a lot of canned goods. I have a lot of, like, you know, stuff like this to make.
which will be like a couple meals. And, of course, I have like the beans and rice, you know, in case you want to, you know, put seasoning on your food, because I'm thinking about all of it. I'm like, I don't want to eat just plain food, but I think anything will do. When you got something, I think any, you know, whether it's rice or have a little bit on it or not, I don't think it's going to matter. I have a little spiced cheese and stuff. I know I'm thinking I'm being cutie, right? Some of the stuff I probably won't need, but I didn't know. I've never been in a situation like that. Of course, I have the ramen noodles. I have the water for the ramen noodles. I have, like, soups like this and stuff. So I have probably, like, five bags of things now. Excuse me, you guys. I have five bags of things that should tie me over. That is my little everything that I have. I mean, so far, still working on things to get. I'm still working. And my little light, it won't go off. I'm going to try to, yeah, there it goes. I don't want it to, yeah. So, yeah, and I think this little pot is so cool, okay? And this is the bottom part of it, okay? And you put the propane, it goes up under it. And it kind of, you know, these are your legs that'll hold the pot up there. So it has its own little case to go into. I think we are set and ready for any type of emergencies. We are ready for whatever comes. But I just think that you guys need to be ready. You need to have your stuff together. And I'm going to kind of go over a list of things that you might need. Okay, that you might need, and I'm going to, I don't want my battery to go down, so I'm going to make that yucky noise again so I can get back on my computer, so I can sit here and kind of read to you guys what we're going to need. So just bear with me again, you guys. I'm going to come off of this one as soon as they let me enter. I wanted to. Oh, dang. Hold on. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, here I am. I'm sorry, you guys. I was trying to, go back and forth so I could talk to you guys as far as what you need and why do you, you're looking at this and you're wondering, well, why would we need all of this? For an emergency, because you never know what's going to happen with this country. We are facing a lot of disasters, and I think I had, don't forget, you want to put your license, and you want to put all of your important information, you want to put all of your important stuff in a bag, okay, a little plastic bag, like your license, your phone number, addresses, each person should have their own little safety bag, like a little handy, hold on, I'm going to get it. You want each person to have like a handy bag, you know, with your cards in it, you know, your debit card or something in it, and that'll, you know, your money card to put your money in. You want to have like your that baggie, you put your license, your registration, your important birth certificate, a copy of everything. That is where what you're gonna put in here. Your driver's license, your a copy of everything, copy of your birth certificate, copy of social security number, and you're going to do each child like that and put this bag inside of that backpack for each child that you'll have numbers, your name, your phone number, address in each one of your child's backpack, okay? Each child is going to have their own backpack, okay? Nobody, you're not going to try to carry everybody's backpack. If you have big kids, like school age, five or six, carry backpacks to school, they can carry their own backpack. You can put more stuff in it. Okay, you can put more stuff. Now I'm going to go over, this is something that, you know, just for 3 or 4 days, you know, you know, just for an emergency, not for something you've got to be gone for a week. Okay, don't forget your medicines. I told you your pills for your water testing. Let me see, birth certificates, I talked about that. Told you have two places to meet. Get walkie-talkies. They do have walkie-talkies for like $150 for four.
You can look into, and I think I've seen them online at Stokes also, where I get got the rest of my stuff. They did sell them for like, I think it was $450. Okay, that's not bad. Because you want to understand location, where are you going to go if it's a location of a flood, if you're having a flood, tornado, you did talk that over with your children, or in case they have martial law, if the government shuts down. Are you going to meet in the woods? Are you going to meet at the neighbors? If the neighbors out there, where are your kids going to meet you? Have a meeting spot. Okay, so we're close. Don't let your little babies have to walk way across town trying to get to you. No. A neighbor is sufficient, and make sure you talk to that neighbor. And what I showed you, the red bag was a grab bag. And like I said, you're going to have, for each member of the family, try to get like a wagon. Say, for instance, if you have really small kids, and they cannot carry their bags, have a little tote bag, a little tote wagon or a little tote roller bag where you can put everything in and you can kind of roll it behind your, like a one of them little luggages. You can get one of those to put everything in also. Get your extra pair of shoes, extra pair of socks, extra pair of underwear, undies, and you're going to be like a three-day, this is like a three-day supply. Make sure that you have non-perishable foods, of course. I have tuna. Make sure you have a can opener. Make sure that you have your wipes and you know what else to get, like jerky. Beef jerky, that's good for protein. So have a lot of that. Okay, the little beef or jerky, or they have turkey jerky if you don't do the beef. They do have turkey jerky. Get a tarp and like a plastic bag. You can get that at dollar store. Keep that in the bottom of your bag. Because guess what? At night, if you're sleeping and say like you don't have a tent and you're using one of those little makeshift tents that I have, you can put a plastic bag over on the ground or a tarp on the ground, and you could lay on top of that instead of just laying on the plain ground, because you know stuff crawl on the ground at night, and I'm just sorry. That's not going to work for me. So I don't have the plastic, but I am going to get the plastic. It's a tarp. Or you can get their dollar store plastic for painting. You know how you paint and you need that long piece of plastic. You can get that. Raincoat, of course, I had a rainproof hat. You want rainproof boots, weatherproof boots, I should say. If you don't have a weatherproof boot, then you can get, you know, have extra pairs of socks. Let me see. You can get chicken. You can get cans of meat. Make sure you have cans of meat like tuna, salmon, stuff like that. Make sure also that you have like, hold on, let me see. Okay, I showed you toilet paper wipes, waterproof matches, showed you that, flashlight. A lot of the stuff I showed you already. I am still missing a few items, and I am going to pick that up. I picked up my stuff just, you know, every now and again. I picked it up, you know, just to have it. First aid kit, I got that. Neosporin. Make sure you got your ibuprofen. Let me see. I did my copy to toothpaste, ladies, your wipes, your pads, credit card. Of course, your little stove. And like that little stove that I showed you, you can light it with propane. Or you can light it with alcohol. Okay, you can get that from, you can go to a brass pro, the Bass Pro Shop and get any of that stuff that you just saw you have. You don't need it. You don't have to have it. You know, you don't have to order it online like I did. I just saw mine in one spot, and I just start ordering mine in one spot. Just make sure you have your extra socks and, you know. Yeah, I'm just like, I know people are looking and they're thinking, well, wow, why do we need all that? Am I going to need all that? Yeah, you might with a whole lot of stuff that we're seeing now going on. You never know what you're going to need, but you want to be ready just in case, family. You don't want to be out there and not be prepared. And you can have this either in your car. You can have a bag. You can have several bags in your closet. You can have bags in your car. You can have bags wherever you feel wherever you feel you need them. I'm trying to do something. Hold on. Hold on, I'm trying to pull something up because I wanted to also. Hold on. Okay. Why would we need stuff like that? I know, you know, it's coming, it's getting to a time right now where nothing is really guaranteed. So why not have it ready in case you need it? I know we're looking at a lot of movies, and a lot of the movies are zombie movies or, you know, which is crazy, but disaster movies, pandemic movies. I believe that they are warning us, and if we don't take heed to the warning, don't be caught left in the dark. Don't be caught out there without being prepared. Always have you a backpack, and I have one of those fanny packs. I don't have it in my pile, but I do have a fanny pack. Keep your fanny pack with you. That way you have everything in your fanny pack that you would have in your closet, you know, like your little, you know, credit card. This is a prepaid card. You put money on that, have that one of those with you. Have your, like I said, your copies of your license and everything in that fanny pack also. Okay, so say like you're at work and an emergency comes, you don't have time to get home. You'll have your grab-and-go bag over in your trunk. So you can have one in your trunk and have one in your house. And if you want to have one at work, you may not need it at work if you're going to have your car with you. Now, if you don't drive, then, yeah, put one at, you know, because some people, they ride the train back and forth to work. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that that fanny pack, that bag, you can have one at work under your desk, okay, just in case you need it. You can't be too safe right now with all this stuff going on. You really can't be too safe. So I do believe in being ready. So that's why I'm talking about this survival kit and what you need to do and where you can order them from. And I ordered mine from Stoke, okay, and they do pop up on Facebook. So I did a lot of ordering through them. And there's still some things that I need. I have not gotten everything, but it's still, you know, some things. Make sure you have enough bullets. Make sure you have enough, you know, you have your taser. We talked about that. And what's important is that solar to be able to charge. And I have like a flashlight. I have a radio. You want to have all of that. You don't want anything. Just make you a list of things that I do need a tent. I don't have a tent. But that's next. And they're like $49, $50 from Amazon, something like that. And it pops up because I'm not going to sit there and try to figure out how to make a tent. That'll pop up and it'll be ready for me to crawl in. And you know, you can get a little mattress. So that's a part of your emergency kit also that you would need. But ladies, I cannot stress enough to make sure that you have your personal items that you need, your toothpaste, pads, wipes, everything. And the reason I tell you guys to get so much water is because you got to wash up, right? You got to cook with that. You got to drink. So just make sure that you have enough water. And those gallon waters are only like 59 cents at Aldi, something like that. You know, they don't cost a whole lot, but you can take $5 and get you a few of those things of water, because that is the main thing you need is water. Okay, water. I'm trying to see what else am I missing. And that is called your go pack, okay, grab and go pack. That's what I call it. And you just want to make sure that you have everything that you need. You don't want to be – and see, a lot of times the people in Louisiana, they did prepare. When that hurricane came and hit, they weren't prepared. You had people that were setting up that didn't have water, they didn't have food, they didn't have extra clothing, and they was wet, they was, you know, they were not prepared at all. Even knowing that the hurricane was coming, they still weren't ready. You don't want to not be ready for when it's an emergency. It's too late once you need it, and you have to leave your house immediately, and you don't have time to get that stuff together because you're going to forget something. So if you have it ready, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Stay ready, you guys, because you never know. With all of this stuff, the judgment's coming on this earth right now, you never know what you're going to need. Even in my pack, I have masks. I have gloves. You had gloves. I have you need like a fire kit. I don't have a fire kit, and that's to start a fire. I don't know how to start a fire. So there are fire kits. There is a kit called a and it'll help. What is that thing called? I wrote it down. I think I wrote it down. And what it does is starts the fire. A ferro stick, a ferro rod, F-E-R-R-O rod, and it helps you start fire. You flick it, and it's a rod.
and you take a knife and you flick it, and it flicks the fire, and you have a little piece of cotton that to catch hold to, and you can use your little pad to continue, you know, with your fire. But I'm just trying to show stuff that you're going to need in order for you to stay ready, family. You never know with all of this stuff hitting the pipe, and I guarantee you this is some stuff that black folks don't ever think about. White folks ready. They got their little stuff. They got their firearms. They got their bullets. They got their kids training. I mean, I took my 11-year-old granddaughter with me, you know, to the range. And I'm telling you, we had kids there that were 4 and 5 years old. So they don't have a limit. They're teaching their children while we're teaching our kids how to play games and how to, you know, we got hoverboards and we got this. They are teaching. They have guns for their children. They are teaching their children how to shoot. I'm just saying, they are not sitting up here telling us, you know, buying them expensive hoverboards. And then, do you ever see a white child on them big old Jeeps? They don't buy stuff like that for their children. They don't buy them huge $400 Jeeps for their children. They'll wait for you to buy it for your children, and then they tell the rat that Jeep that you just bought, that you just spent $400 for. But they're not buying that. They are not making this stuff for you. Family, you can afford to get what all of this stuff that you've seen me with, you can afford to have. But all you have to do is save your money. With all this money, you can already get your taxes. What are you going to do with your taxes besides go and spend it and buy a car or go and buy a whole bunch of toys for Christmas? Stop with the Christmas stuff. It is time for us to think about using that money to start your own business, using that money to get your supplies that you're going to need for that grab-and-go bag that you're going to possibly need within the next few years. It could be the next 2 years. It could be the next year. It could be 6 months. We don't know. But I'm going to tell you what, a whole lot of people are going to be playing when they come out with that vaccine and say, hey, you got to get this vaccine, because they're getting ready to come out with a digital coin, right? The digital coin is to make you more dependent on the government, just like welfare. Remember, welfare, you had that card. They put money on that card. Remember 1 year they didn't put money on people's cards, and people didn't have money for like 2 or 3 months on that card, and how hungry you were when you didn't get money on that card. That's how they're getting ready to get you again. They are getting ready to get use digital card for it. And they're going to put money, load money on their card. And guess what? If you don't take that vaccine, they don't have to load that card with any money. That means we're getting ready to give the government more control over our money. That's crazy. But guess what? We're not fighting it. We think it's cool. No, you better think about it long term. They've been doing a lot of trying things out on us right now. The last few, this whole year, new things are coming down the pipe. They've been trying this, and see how far they're going to be able to go with you before you go act a fool. They know. This is all that it's testing. Some of the stuff that we're doing now, China already has implemented. They've already implemented. You can't even travel in China if you have bad credit. You can't even travel in China if you owe the government student loans. You can't even travel in China if you have a what they call, like, they go like a score. They give you a certain score. If you have a score below a certain score, you can't do anything in China. They'll stop you. That's what's coming over here, but they're trying it first in other countries to see how it's going to work over there with their people. But China's more obedient than America. A lot of stuff America's going to look at you and be like, we're not doing that. You know, the good old boys ain't going to, you know, the boogaloo boys ain't going to let you take them, you know, take too much from them, right? Because you're talking about some men that didn't, the white folks didn't want to wear masks to stop the spread of a pandemic. Because I think they knew what it was all about, okay? So now you got black folks running scared. You see more black folks with masks on than you do anybody else now. But when it didn't even run affecting us at first, it was doing more of them. And what was they doing? They was using it as a weapon. New York, a lot of people came in. New York got hit hard because they never closed the airports in New York on time. They were still allowing people to come in and out of New York from other countries. And these were hot countries that they were coming over, bringing that mess into New York. And a lot of New York had to suffer because they didn't close down the airports. You think they weren't doing that on purpose? I'm just saying, family. A lot of stuff on my channel I talk about trying to wake black folk up. It is time for us to wake up. It's time for us to find out who we are. It's time for us to come out of these churches. It's time for us to come out of Christianity. It is time for us to do our research on why we do what we do, and it's time for us to get the healing that we need in order for us to build ourselves up, because we are sitting here waiting for white folk to do something for us, and they're not going to, and they're hoping and praying that you stay asleep so that you can continue waiting on them to do things for you. And if they do it, they do. They don't. What are you going to do about it? Nothing, because you're not trying to do anything for yourself because you're so busy waiting on Biden and Trump to do it for you. I'm just saying. Nobody else votes the way we vote. they put money in the game. They put money. They buy it. It's like Claude Anderson. He said, buy your politicians. He said they put money behind their politicians, and that's what they do. They don't care. If you get it, you get it. You don't, you don't. Whoever get in, they don't care because they already know they got millions of dollars they can ready to put behind that person. They don't care who's in there because what they going to do? They're going to put that millions of dollars, just like APEC. The Jews got APEC. Black folk, we talked about us having our own. We need to call it Israelites Helping Israelites or something. We can have our own foundation where we put money into it. And when we see black folk that need help with their electric bill, they need help with the, you know, financing a business, we can help you with the little loan. Okay, we're going to call it a loan because it's not really a loan, but you're going to put back into that foundation so that your money can go towards somebody else getting their own business. I'm just saying, until we come up with things that we need to do to help us, things are not going to get better. We're going to sit here and we're going to stay at the bottom of the totem pole because we don't want to do anything to help ourselves. We don't want to do any better. It's almost like we are not trying to do any better. We're just sitting in one spot, and we're looking for white folks. So, okay, Master, what's next? Okay, Master, where are we going next? Okay, Master, what you going to do first next? Okay, Master. And they're looking at us like, yep, you stay like that. I got you. Stay like that. They love us being like that. But I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I am so done looking up for white folks to do for me. We don't need white folks to do anything for us. We can do for ourselves. We are worth $1.2 trillion. We can do group economics and do things for ourselves. And I'm just saying, until you get it together, and I can understand why Ice Cube, I almost want to say Ice T again, Lord have mercy. I'm always calling this young man Ice Cube, Ice T. I'm always doing that. Until we start doing for self, nothing is going to change, and I keep telling people that. And people aren't understanding that, and I don't know why people won't understand that. Because it's enough for us. We don't have to sit here and wait for anybody else to make sure that we have, make sure we're doing for self. No, we make sure that we're making sure that we're doing for each other and helping each other out. That's the only way we're going to succeed. But until we get tired of what we're seeing and we get serious about doing for self, or we get serious about pulling ourselves up for real by our bootless bootstraps or our flip-flops, what we call what we don't have. But it's not about what you don't have. It's what you're doing and what you have. We have enough to do. Remember when Nike, we boycotted and Kaepernick kneeled and all the white folks were going against Nike? What did black folks do? We got out there and we support Nike, and Nike came up with millions of dollars, okay, in their portfolio, okay, their stock, right? We did that because we came together as a group and we worked. And we came together, and we supported a white-owned company. Popeyes, we did the same thing with that chicken sandwich. So why can't we have our own little corporation to come together and we support? Even if you put aside $10 for that corporation, you send $10 to that corporation, that $10 will, in fact, help another person out. Okay, for instance, if I'm trying to get my own business, I come in there and I fill in an application, I tell you, this is what I'm trying to do. And we have a certain amount set aside. APAC. It's a foundation that the Jews use, that they help them with clothing, they help them with food, they help them with shelter, and they help them with just medical expenses, okay, medical expenses. This is a company who a lot of Jews give to. It's like a monthly thing where they give to this foundation, and this foundation gives only to the Jewish people, okay? Why don't we have one of those for Black America? Why don't we have something that, instead of us doing welfare and then the government telling us, hey, you can't do this. You can't have a man in your house unless you do this. You can't have a man in your house and your son needs his father, but you can't have his father around because the government told you can't. They don't do anybody else like that but Black folks. And what we do, we sit there and let them. We just sat there and let them ruin our families because they told us we couldn't have our men in the house. But the foreigners can. The immigrants come here. They have their grandma. They got their daddy. They got the daddy's daddy. They got the mama's mama. They got the kids. They got all the people under one roof, and they never told them not to have their family members because they would tell them to kiss my behind. I'm going to have my family. Either you're going to help or you not. And then they, if you say no, they got family members. Have you noticed that when you see a foreigner on the corner begging, you have a lot of foreigners stopping, supporting them? Do you see that for Black people? No. Because we look at you and say, girl, you need a good job, right? But the foreigners don't tell them that. They will pull over, and sometimes they be writing stuff out to show them where they can go because a lot of them are foreigners, and they've not been here that long, so they don't know where a lot of stuff is. So a lot of those foreigners pull over. They're writing stuff out, and they're giving them pieces of paper telling them where they can go to get help. Okay,
we need to have the same thing in the Black community so that we can have our own. And until we get to the point of we're tired of waiting for other people to do for us, nothing is going to change. So kudos to you, Ice Cube. I'm sorry to call you Ice Cube again. Please forgive me. Kudos to you, Ice Cube. I am so proud and I'm so grateful that he is doing something and he's even trying to do something or make something happen in the Black community, because nobody is caping for us. We don't have a leader. We don't have anybody that's actually going to be caping for us or is caping for us. We have to cape for ourselves. We got to stop waiting on other people to cape. So kudos to Ice Cube. I am so proud of him. I am so elated that he is finally, you know, not just him finally, but he knows what side his bread is buttered on, and it's not white folks. White folks is not breading his butter. He's breading his own butter. That's why he can step out and do what he's doing for us. That's why he don't care what people think. That's why he tells them to kiss his behind. He's going to do what he want to do, and he meant it. He said they're both evil. He said, and they're both evil. That's what he said. Both of them was evil. He said he's not Democrat, but our vote is up for sale. And we have to understand that our vote is up for sale. So whoever has a plan, a Black agenda, who's going to do something for Black folks. But right now, if Trump would actually do what he said that he was going to do, and I'm not for either Democrat or Republican, but if Trump would actually do something for Black folks right now here today, he would win, guaranteed. And I think he knows that. So I'm just saying, look for him to be doing something. Trump ain't no dummy. He know what he got to do in order to whip Biden behind. He know a lot of Black folks is not buying what Biden is selling, or Kamala. Okay, a lot of people is not buying what they're selling. I'm not. I want you to do something for Black people. I want you to make sure that we good, just like you making sure the LGBT. And you know what really bothers me when Black folks say, well, I don't really need them to do anything for me. Stop lying. Where do you get that from? Stop it. I don't know. Okay, you may not need it, but other Black folks do need it. So at least allow them to help the other Black folks that do need it. How about that? Instead of you sitting up there saying, oh, what I don't need, allow them to help other Black folks. I am so glad that you guys tuned in, I think I've covered some very important information as far as our emergency plan is and our emergency kit and what we need to have and what you should have and what you should be working on now. You can take maybe $20 every 2 weeks. Every time you get paid, just take $20 down and start purchasing different things. Just start purchasing things here, purchasing things there. It's going to take time, but at least you start with something. Don't need something and don't have it because you didn't take time to make sure that you're good, to make sure that you're safe, because that's what it's all about, because nobody is going to come here to help us but us. We are all we got. So even you could even pick up a few things for a little extra for other people. You know, so you could see another, you know, because I know Target has water one time was 160-something. 169, hey, go get 5 of those, okay? I'm just saying, this is a way for us to make sure that we're good, okay? Because you're going to need a lot of water. But I didn't want to be on here all night and all day, so I am going to be done with this live. I do appreciate you two for tuning in. And with that said, you two, peace and blessings, and I really appreciate all that you have done. And I thank you for tuning in. And don't forget, we're going to try this. I'm not even going to say on Tuesdays because it's been to where I'll come either Tuesdays. Philip, welcome. I got my computer acting crazy, so a lot of chit-chat I can't see. Okay, Philip, welcome. Hold on, let me see. I'm trying to see your thing. I keep getting pop-ups, so it's blocking my comments. So I can't really see my comments. And I don't know, I tried to do something with my computer today, so I keep getting stupid pop-ups. So I do apologize. Let me see if I can come on here and see if I can read it on Streamlines. No, I ain't going to be able to see it. I ain't going to be able to. Oh, okay, the issue is he should have told the community he was presenting the. He did. He did. He let Trump send the narrative, and it looks suspicious. I think the truth is coming out. You know what? He did. He talked about the community. He talked about this. He talked about the first plan that he had. And he said he gave, if you follow him on Twitter, he did say that he had both sides, that he went to both sides. And like he said, the Democrats told him, okay, wait for you to
you know, wait for after the election. My thing is, why would we have to wait for after the election if you're going to do anything? Just put it out there what you plan on doing. Why do we have to wait for anything? Just like Trump. Trump is not a dummy. He jumped on top of it, didn't he? Because he had always wanted to come to the table. But remember the Black Caucus? When he first got in, he told the Black Caucus to come to the table, and they refused to come to the table. That's how much the Black Caucus don't think about Black people, because they didn't think enough of you to come to the table just to discuss what Trump was or was not going to do, or what was needed in the Black community. Now, if it had been LGBT or them little immigrant babies, they'd have went to the table, right? But they didn't think about coming to the table for Black America. They was like, the heck with Black America. We can care because Black folk ain't going to give you nothing no way. They're not going to do nothing. They're not going to spend no money on you, which we don't. We don't put any money behind our candidates, just like everybody else do. The Jews put money behind their candidates with APAC. We are the only ones that don't put money behind our people. And that is the same. That's the shame of it. We don't ever put money behind anybody. But I don't think he's trying to be slick. He did say, he said, he's not for either one. He already told you. He said, I think both of them are crooked. He did say that. He told us that. He didn't trust none of them. So I'm just saying, sometimes you can't wait for other people. You can't. And he didn't. I guess he had been waiting, but nobody was stepping up. Nobody was taking a lead. So guess what? He did. And now Black folk at the nurse be mad at him. Why would Black folk be mad at him for doing what? For trying to free Black folk? I don't understand that. And I know I said it was going to go, but I just get back on that because I don't understand why are so many people mad at him. Because if you wanted to step up, you could have stepped up. If other people could have wanted to step up, they could have stepped up. But nobody is stepping up, so he stepped up. And we're mad because Ice Cube stepped up to put a plan and to put and make a demand on politicians, and we're mad? I'm not mad at all. I'm grateful. I'm thankful that somebody has decided to stand up for Black folks. Nobody else, Black Caucus won't do it. They wouldn't even sit at the table. Biden wouldn't do it. Carmelo told us no. Biden said no. Nigga, they wouldn't even come to the table. They wouldn't even introduce Ice Cube conversation. They wouldn't even talk about the Black plan. Let's see. Oh, the Democrats don't never represent us. They have never. We had more harm than good through the Democratic Party. We've had more harm than good. Remember, everything happens with the Democratic Party. Lyndon Johnson, okay, he said, I'm going to have them niggas voting Democrat for the next 200 years. And aren't we voting for Democrat for the next 300 years? Since forever, okay? We've been voting Democrat 6 years already and still got nothing. Every year, we don't even make demands. We have gotten so, we'll give you our vote. And this right here is right here is blowing their mind because we've not just given them. Some people are saying, okay, what are you going to do for me? If I give you my vote, what are you going to give me back? If you're not going to give me anything back, I'm not going to give you my vote. That's what we have to get to make. This is where Ice Cube came up with the demands. And I am so grateful because he has police reform in there, which we need. Prison reform, those are the two, and our businesses. We need money for businesses and not loans, not low-interest loans. We need police reform, and we need credit reform, do we not? Everything he talks about in his plan is what we need in our communities. Those are the three main things that we need. Is it right? Is it not? I could see if he was talking about something that didn't really matter for Black folk, but everything he mentioned, it matters. He put it out there. And Trump, being the slickster that he is, he said, okay, we're going to include it in my platinum plan. Why didn't Democrats do that? Democrats could have said something. They could have said, okay, let's sit down at the table. Biden is not even discussing Black stuff. He put his plan out there just like he gave you Carmella. Well, we had rejected Carmella anyway. We've been rejected Carmella, right? And what did he do? He didn't care. He said, I don't care what the people said. I'm going to pick her, and you're going to vote for her, and you're going to shut up about it. Is that not what he said? And that's not what he did. He actually speaks louder than words, because when we rejected Carmella, why would you put her up as your vice president? Knowing that we already rejected her because she was a Black female, you mean that was the only Black female you had? You could have chosen. You had a lot of other Black females that was qualified, per on say, probably gonna do as much as they were gonna do for Black folk anyway. Because Carmella don't even say she's Black. She was only Black during the election. She's gonna go back to being an Indian like she's been for the last her whole life. Abrams, you could have gotten her. Keisha Bottoms in Georgia. None of them gonna do nothing for Black people anyway. You know that. None of them. If white folks are standing behind, if Biden is picking somebody, you better believe that they are not going to do anything for black folk. They have a black face, and every time they give us a black face, but they don't give us a black body, they don't give us black nothing. They give us a black face that has white thoughts, right? One that they've already trained and one that they've already poured into how to think, who to think, what to think, and nothing about black people. So why, again, are we putting our votes behind the Democrats? I'm sick of it. I'm not doing it. I refuse. I don't care who. I don't care if you give Trump another 20 years. I am not going to put my vote behind a man that divided the black family and never apologized, never wronged his rights, and even to today will put excuses and make excuses and put it on the black pastors. But guess who made the law? You did, Biden. He called it Biden's law. So I don't care who he tried to put it on. It's him. He needs to wrong that right, and he has not done that as of yet. So why would I put my name on something that I don't even stand for what he believes in? Because Biden believes, all you got to do is Google. A lot of his stuff is still on YouTube, how he felt about our children coming to school with his children, about how he felt about us moving in his neighborhood, about how he created the Biden's law. And he said he did it. He said he knows what America has did to the black community. But he said, guess what? It doesn't matter. He's going to make this law, and he made that law, and he called us predators, and he put our children in jail. But yet his son did the same thing that he was putting our children in jail for. Little Hunter was doing drugs. His little daughter, was doing drugs too. But did any of them experience, our children experience? Did they experience jail like our children did? Heck no. They didn't go to no jail. Shoot, you crazy. My daddy is a senator, and I can do whatever the heck I want to do. And what no police officer out there going to do nothing about it? So guess what? I'm just saying, I've had enough for the Democrats. I don't know. I don't want another 60 years of them. I want our own. I want us to vote locally, and I want us to do something about the situation that we're in now. I said I wasn't going to start over, but I think we've said enough. I think we've done enough for tonight. I didn't want to keep people on here all night. I do appreciate everybody that tuned in. I appreciate everybody that's going to tune in after the live is over. I want you to like and share each time you come in. Visit, like, and share. Make sure that button is hit. And on Blog Talk, because I do a Blog Talk on Thursdays also, make sure you invite friends Blog Talk. And I want you guys to make sure that you, tell somebody about the show. Invite somebody. Make sure that you're a member. You have subscribed, okay? So that's it, family. I want you guys to have an amazing week. Make sure you have your emergency kit ready. And the ones that can't tune in late, we talked about the emergency kit. I want you guys to tune back into that, to what we talked about earlier, so that you can have your emergency kit ready. So if any emergencies come up, you'll be ready, and you won't be like the ones in. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. So you won't be like the ones in Louisiana. I remember when that hurricane came and they had no supplies, no water, no nothing. Have you ready? Medication, and I showed everybody what I had laid out. So the food, the water, everything that you need in order to survive on what's coming. And you better believe that they have some things up their sleeves for black folk, and they're hoping and praying that you're not ready. Hope you have at least 6 months' worth of food. Hope you have your gold and silver. Hope you have your water, because without water, you won't survive. Even if you don't do anything but get crackers and water and pancake mix, you can always make a pancake because that'll last long, the bread, and that'll hold you. I'm telling you, get your pack of rice, get your 5 packs of rice, and you can get some sardines. You can pay, 50 cents for sardines. I'm just saying, I want us to be ready, family. We have to be ready because we never know what's coming down the pike messing with these white folks, okay? But that's it. I love everyone. Thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for tuning in, and have an amazing night and the rest of your week. Peace, family. All right. We are good here on my Blog Talk. Thank you so much. I hope you guys are liking and sharing. I hope you guys are tuning in throughout the week. I hope you guys are telling somebody about the show. I do appreciate everybody that's tuning in, even when I'm gone, when this show is gone. I'm looking at the numbers, and they are amazing. And I do appreciate you, Blog Talk. Don't stop listening. I do come on Sundays and Tuesdays, just depending on the day. Thank you for tuning in. I have not heard from my
friend Chris in so long. I miss him. I hope this is you, Chris. I miss you. I've not heard from you in a long time. I want you to join the conversation with me again, brother. I miss you. I hope everything is well with you. I hope just you're continuously telling people about the show. And don't stop. We're going to keep building together, and we're going to build one brick at a time. Thank you for tuning in, you guys. I love my family. I love me some Blog Talk, and I love you guys tuning in and giving me the time of day, because you really don't have to, but I appreciate all that you do for me, and I appreciate you just tuning in because you didn't have to, but thank you. But with that said, family, we are going to we want you to have a great day, a great night, and great rest of your week. Peace, family.